The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 492. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
The people, how's it going? Sorry I'm not on the camera. I'm out in the field.
Yes, Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
All right, we're back with another one. Thank you for joining us on a Wednesday, because tomorrow we celebrate our independence from England, man. Fuck them. Fuck King George, man. Fuck King George III. Not a lot happened, but also some interesting stuff did happen. Actually, one story did happen yesterday that we're going to be speaking about, which is very interesting. I'll get to it. No Brian action because he's British. We don't want any British people around here while we're celebrating the 4th of July. but obviously, Brian can't be on because of the schedule change. And I think Brett's still healing. None of that. But you got us. But it's good. All right. Let's just jump right into it, man. Yeah, I think the biggest story of the week is, and this happened yesterday, Xbox Live went down, people. Uh-oh.
That's pretty crazy because they haven't had really significant outages.
They've had outages, but not like this. This was 7 hours, man. And I'm kind of annoyed. I should have tweeted out. I kind of did it this morning. It was still kind of pertinent, but it would have been better yesterday if I would have tweeted this out. Xbox Live is down. I wouldn't know. I'm too busy playing Elden Ring on PS5. the shit was down for 7 hours, and I don't even know if they gave a good explanation as to what happened. Are you guys celebrating right now? Of course. And I'm also celebrating by not having my Restream shit available. Why? No. I hate this shit. Anyway, go on, Carlos.
So that was a response to Blitz, because shout out to Blitz. He's in the chat. He said, what about us Commonwealth people? And I asked him, are you celebrating right now? Because it's already 4th of July in New Zealand. So
yeah, well, that's, I don't know what their independence is, what their independence day is.
Well, if they're Commonwealth, do they even have an independence?
I don't know.
Is the Queen still on your money?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
This is throwing out your questions. We're asking him the questions, man. we got to know this. Have an Independence Day? Because weren't you? We fall under the king. There you go.
So they have what's his face on their
king
money?
King Charles now, right?
King Charles.
Yeah, but yeah, Xbox. You know what? Was anybody on the panel affected by this?
My Hi-Fi Rush still worked, so I don't know.
Yeah. you're welcome. Blitz, you're always welcome. You're an honorary American as far as I'm concerned, man.
He's Maori, so he's even better than
he is. He's a super American. Oh, man. I don't know if any of us were even on when it happened. We're playing Elden Ring last night,
Yeah, 7 hours is a long 7 hours, time.
This makes me wonder, there are quite a bit of games I like to call home. How many of those games worked?
Yeah, I don't know.
you remember their DRM that they have to have on their game, so they have to call home in order to work.
None of those games were able to work. And apparently, even some single-player games weren't working either. Because of this.
Yeah, because quite a bit of single player games like to send something back to whatever. So if they don't ping it, remember our first experience with that was
they couldn't play fight disc, game. They couldn't even play disc games.
Yeah, that's also troublesome, isn't it?
Yeah, crazy. Let me read this real quick. This is from The Verge. Shout out to Tom Warren. Xbox has, this is after the fact, obviously. Xbox has resolved a widespread outage that prevented players from connecting to Xbox Live, playing online games, downloading games, or using other services for several hours. And it was 7 hours. And then Xbox just tweeted out the standard, users should no longer be encountering issues signing into Xbox Live and services. Thank you for your patience. Game on. 7 hours, though. So apparently, this started at 2 p.m. Eastern yesterday. And around 3 p.m., an hour after the fact, Xbox said it was aware that some users have been disconnected from Xbox Live. The company was investigating.
I mean, this is some shit that I expect Sony to do.
To be honest, yeah. Yeah, we've seen this from Sony before, you know?
Yeah, but Microsoft, I mean, they have so many. I don't really know the ins and outs of Xbox Live, but just knowing they have the Azure and a whole bunch of data centers, and it's just $3 trillion company having an outage for this long without any redundancy, without, I don't know. It's crazy.
Somebody must have tripped over the power cord.
Somebody dropped some drink, like a drink on the console or something, you know? Like fucking Godzilla versus Kong, you know?
Oh, I have a question. I'm not too well versed on this. Was this just only in the North America or US, or do we know?
I'm not sure. Somebody in the chat could let us know. But so they asked Carlos. So remember, at 3 o'clock they made that statement. Then at 4:10 they said that it was taking longer than expected, and the issue didn't get resolved. Remember, started at 2, didn't get resolved until 9. Insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, it's a lot of time, but, you know, yeah. Sony was out for like a month.
The 3 weeks of Doom, yeah.
The PlayStation, yeah.
When everyone, all the Call of Duty heads started buying Xboxes.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that happened, yeah.
I mean, to be honest, like, when you're in comparison, you know, 7 hours don't seem that bad.
Yeah. And so it's just like, but, you know, these Xbox guys probably don't even know about that. But yeah, oh yeah, and then it says right here, The Verge reached out to Microsoft with a request for more information, but didn't immediately hear back. That's what happened with us at Tom's Guide. We were actually covering this. We did like a live blog, and we were like the top thing that came up when people were searching. And you know, we reached out to them. We didn't hear back, as expected. You know, man, this is bad. 7 hours.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, we don't have any prepared statement. So.
Yeah, no, but like, like you said, bro, it's like, you expect a shit from Sony, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sony is not nearly as big of a company and not nearly as, invested into stuff like this, like these types of services. I've been looking at a whole bunch of articles. None of them, I guess this was worldwide, I guess. I'm not sure. I don't see anything, you know, North America, U.S., worldwide, is just saying Xbox Live was out. I mean, imagine if you're not just, you know, someone that gets locked out from a game that has DRM that's in request a ping to or a handshake to be online. Imagine xCloud people. It's like, I can't even put in the freaking the menu screen.
Yeah. Crazy. Chris, what's your take on this, man?
I don't know. I think someone tried to move some security tokens or something. I feel like there was some IT snafu in the back end. And then they had all sorts of authentication problems, which just took forever to fix. Like Carlos said, and you said, it's normally doesn't happen. And I don't remember this ever happening. And this wasn't a hack, right? So I think it was somebody fucked up some kind of migration of either the authentication system or something. And then it just broke Xbox Live just for hours.
Yeah. Some shit happened, man. But yeah, no explanation. And I highly doubt we're going to know. They're probably not going to tell us.
No.
It's crazy. Again, we didn't notice because we were too busy playing on PlayStation. Oh, man.
Beating some bosses.
Yeah, we did beat some bosses, you know. Fucking Sunflower beat his ass today. There's meant to be layoffs at Xbox. Maybe someone yanked a plug on the way out. Maybe.
Cool.
Maybe. Like I said, somebody tripped over the plug.
Yeah. Somebody said, fuck this place. You know, so this next story is related. A new report is, but this is interesting. not only is this kind of about Xbox Game Pass, but it's also about PlayStation Plus. And the headline is, new report is grim. Okay, but basically, spending on subscription services like PlayStation and Xbox Game Pass has stalled for nearly a year, showing limited growth. Microsoft and Sony are expected to continue investing in Xbox Game Pass and PlayStation Plus despite stalling growth, with new titles coming to both services. I'll read. This is from Game Rant. A new report is bad news for subscription services like PlayStation Plus and Xbox Game Pass, as data suggests that spending on those services has been stalled for nearly a year. Microsoft and Sony have both bet big on PS Plus and Xbox Game Pass, with Microsoft in particular going all in on Game Pass. Xbox Game Pass is a cornerstone, whatever. But yeah, I'm kind of not surprised by this. We had that big surge during the pandemic, and then it's like everybody that wanted to subscribe did subscribe, and they're not really giving you much incentive on both ends to subscribe. You know, like on Xbox, yeah, kind of, it's kind of similar, but not the same. Like, I know with Xbox, like, the big, like, selling point originally was you have to play Xbox's big AAA games day one. We don't really get those games. And when they do come out, they're red fail, you know? And then PlayStation Plus doesn't even offer day and date. And what do you get? A bunch of, like, you know, older PS titles that, yes, it's nice in some cases, but like we talked about many, many times, people aren't really, that's not selling systems or subscription services, you know? So yeah, none of this shit surprises me at all, man. I'm just wondering, what can they do to push things forward, you know? I don't know, man. What do you guys think? Rich, I'll go to you first.
Well, let me start by saying PlayStation Plus Essentials, $80 a month, absolutely not worth it. 100% not worth it. So I don't know what PlayStation can do. With Xbox, yeah, for the last couple of years, they haven't been releasing any first-party titles. I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens this fall when Carlos's game, Call of Duty, comes to Game Pass. You have Avowed and a couple other games. So I would be very curious to know if that makes a difference for them later this year.
Rich?
Yes, sir.
Let me correct you real quick. I am not gonna get Call of Duty on Game Pass because I need my Call of Duty to be online all the time, 24/7. I can't trust Xbox Live to be up all the time. You know, it looks like it needs a certain enhancement to stay up the whole time.
So Carlos, are you telling me that you're going to spend $70 on Call of Duty on PC instead of whatever Game Pass price is, or reduced, I don't know what the price is, $11, $12 a month?
To quote the great philosopher RBJ, hell no. We'll see how that goes, but yeah, maybe Adam will buy it for me for my birthday present. Who knows?
I will recommend start letting him know now so he remembers later this year. But no, I will say this with Xbox. I think that is accurate that it would be stagnant because they haven't delivered anything of value, at least in the last 2 years. Tony made reference of Redfall.
Yeah.
That was complete garbage. Okay, complete garbage. Starfield, it's still a very mid game, but better than Redfall, but collectively, both not good enough. Maybe good enough for Game Pass. That's what we saw the headline was, right? Good enough for Game Pass?
Yeah, pretty much. But, like, you're right. It didn't move the needle, apparently, you know? So, yeah, it's like, yeah, Redfall, Starfall. It's like, Xbox, what are we doing, man? And, again, there's not really much on PlayStation that's, like, incentivizing people to move beyond the first tier. And some people are just unsubscribing, period, you know?
Well, a question for you guys. Didn't the first tier used to be cheaper? Why is it $80 now? Is that because of the cloud? That doesn't make any sense. Because I got that email talking about, yes, we want to auto-renew your account. And I looked at that and I said, okay, great. I turned that off immediately. So we're not doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, everything's going up now. I just got a fucking email from Spotify telling me my shit's going up by a dollar. I'm like, really?
Oh.
So it's all going up.
But it's like, what are you paying for, really? You know what I mean? Like, it's going up a dollar. You're making millions of dollars with all these subscriptions. Why does it need to go up?
Yeah, makes, well, you know, greed.
Yeah.
All right, what's up, Carlos?
Oh, no. Okay. I was just agreeing that I saw the whole Spotify going up in price.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of these subscription services are all going up continuously for the last couple of years.
You know what Xbox should do? What? They should do like the cable service. Or when the power's out, they give you a little discount.
Well, do not bet on someone suing Microsoft for this. It'll happen.
Yeah. I got reached and I'm laughing. You know that fucking idiot, Kai Cenat?
Nope.
So he's that fool that caused that riot in Union Square, Manny.
Oh, okay, that fool. Okay, what did he do now?
Apparently, he blew up his house by igniting every single firework he had in there.
Yeah, I just saw that video.
Wow, what a fucking idiot. Oh, my God. Kai Cenat's friend just lit all fireworks and destroyed his house.
Okay, so...
And this is who we look up to?
That's not who we look up to.
No, well, not us, obviously.
It's obviously an idiotic generation, a couple of generations under.
Yeah. This is your king, you know?
Exactly.
Anyway, so, yeah, I don't know, man. Everything's just going up now. Isn't Netflix, like, does it actually cost more now?
Yeah, Netflix is like $16 or more.
Yeah.
That's why I only subscribe to really one video service.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, any last thoughts on that? On subscription services stalling?
No, I mean the thing about it is it's like it makes sense. It's like, what are you guys offering that's really attractive right now? All the games that you're offering are games, either older games or mediocre games. I'm sorry, you know?
What do you expect when you announce the same year, like, hey, we're not going to have any new first party anything for 2024. And then later you go, oh, gee, our subscriptions have stalled.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Why? It's, you know, like the thing, it's just like anything, you have to be able to attract people in. For growth to happen, there needs to be content or, you know, offerings. If you're not offering anything, then why the hell is anybody going to subscribe? In fact, people look at it and be like, you know what? I don't need to subscribe to this.
Oh, Barry Burton making it rain right now with those subscriptions. Let's go.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look at them.
Good stuff. All right, let me stop.
Yeah, so
yeah, go ahead, Rich. Go ahead.
One last comment to make. I agree with what Chris said, but I would like to remind Chris, don't worry. PlayStation Plus will be totally saved when Concord drops in August.
my game of the year. Well, I look forward to it at VGA at the end of the year.
Yes.
It's hilarious. All right, man. Moving on here. Okay, another thing that happened. This week, I guess the other big thing that happened, Capcom Next, people. It was like, I didn't get to see this myself, but I know they announced this. It's like three things they announced, or potentially four, depending on how you see it. So I'm just going to run through them here. Forgive me if I mispronounced this one. Kunitsugami, Path of the Goddess. It's a strategy. What the fuck is a fantastical action strategy hybrid is getting a demo later today. Has anybody played this demo?
No.
Yes, I played the demo at Summer Games Fest.
Yeah.
It is a, I guess I could say it's an interesting strategy game. It's definitely not a game for everybody because even I was a little frustrated playing the game, but it's coming out later this month. I was surprised that they would spend a lot of time talking about the game, but obviously because it's coming out this month, I guess they wanted to spend time on it. But they've already announced this game in the past. They just wanted to show more of it, I guess, during this presentation.
Yeah. So what do you think of it, like, you know, from your hands on?
Well, I mean, it pretty much is, if I could describe it, I don't know, really know if I'm going to do a good job describing it. You basically are trying to clear the path for... I don't know how they would reference that. I don't know if it's a geisha or it's a particular type of individual. You're clearing the path for this person. So you have to constantly face enemies, clear the pathway, and then they can move. And it's that type of game where it takes a lot of time. You can speed up the time, but it's a very meticulous strategy game. It's not necessarily a bad game, but it is not a game for everybody. I mean, I felt that as soon as I was playing it. Shout out to our boy Hip Hop Gamer, because we know he'd be hyping up every game that he plays. I'm pretty sure he would say he's going to be hyping this up when it comes out later this month, because there isn't really many games coming out this month. But it's just like one of those strategy games, real-time action strategy, and there's a lot of things to it. It took me a little bit of time to get used to how the game plays, because even when I played the demo, there wasn't much talking from the representative that was there. I asked a few questions, and then I figured it out. But, I mean, it's an okay game, but there is a demo out right now, so people can try it out for themselves and see if they like it. I think it's an okay game, but, yeah, it takes some time to get used to, for sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you're interested, people, go check that out. It's available. Now, apparently, there was, like, an Okami thing here. It says some...
There's like, a costume pack and some additional things that have... that are... based on Okami. I mean, it's, you know, it's Japanese sort of inspired sort of game, so it seemed, you know, right that they would put little Okami stuff in there too.
Yeah, kind of interesting.
You can get like Okami.
Okami, though.
You can get like an Okami, what was it, Okami, like armor for one of the characters, and then another character is wearing this like outfit by one of the other characters in the game.
Yeah, that's fun. All right, so that was announced, and then we have Dead Rising Deluxe Remaster.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'll go in the living room.
All right, yes, Manny, you can go into the living room. So I'll read this. A remaster, the 2006 Zombie Romp, is coming on September 9th. Physical version arrives in November. We got our first look at gameplay and several graphical before and after comparison shots showcasing how dramatic the presentation improvements are. The game will run at 4K 60, which is, you know, standard stuff. Real-time lighting that changes with time of day. Gameplay improvements include the ability to move while aiming. I guess you couldn't do that in the original.
You couldn't do that.
Yeah, an autosave feature, a better UI, and improved NPC behavior. Dead Rising Deluxe Remaster will be available on PS5, Xbox Series X/X, and PC. Maybe I'll give it. I never played the original because I didn't own an Xbox 360. But I know that was the game that was, you know, it was big because of, like, the crazy zombie hordes and stuff. So, yeah, maybe I'll check it out. Is anybody excited about this?
I think it's pretty cool.
Yo, man, you going to get it?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Rich.
I think it's interesting. I am a fan of Dead Rising. I played all the games, so I will check this out. I'm not surprised that they announced a remaster because it feels like it's nothing but remasters, as you guys say.
Yeah,
nothing but remasters this generation. So, but I don't have too much of an issue with this. I definitely will check it out for sure in September.
It's pretty crazy. What's pretty crazy about this is that it's a remaster, but it's not really a remaster.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because all the character models and everything have been all updated, and the controls have been updated. So it's like it's a little more than a remaster. Usually a remaster is like they just fix up the textures and they get it running on a new console. This looks almost like a remake, but not.
Yeah.
Sort of fits in the same kind of realm as the Metal Gear Solid, Delta, you know, where it's still the same game, but it's just got new shiny graphics on top.
Yeah. Who played the original here?
Chris, didn't you play that?
I played
that. Yeah, I think Chris. That's a long time ago.
The original Dead Rising? Yeah. I played that. I do like some of the quality of life features. I think you had to go back to the safe area. And a lot of times I would lose people because they would get stupid, the AI. And I'm like running back like, oh, you got to crawl in the vent, whatever. And then I get through the vents like so-and-so is dead. Like, give me a fucking break. So the guys because they were stupid. And you could only save there. Yeah. You could only save in the safe area. It's like you crawl through the ducts and go to this area near the roof. And that was the safe zone. You could save there. I'd like to see. I wonder if they changed the weapon fragility too, because that was one of the old school games with weapon fragility. Everything would break. You use it too much.
Yeah, so there you go. And then the last thing here, Resident Evil 7 is coming to iOS and Mac, but we don't care about that. The real interesting thing, which is also the most obvious thing, is we're getting another Resident Evil. This would be Resident Evil 9, I believe. But yeah, apparently the director said that originally they weren't planning on doing like another Resident Evil for a while, but he had like a good idea, so they're gonna go with it. So there you go. So Resident Evil 9, people. Chris, you're gonna get that platinum again, man. Get ready.
Oh yeah, man. I'm excited. I can't wait. I think this one's gonna be open world, which is gonna be interesting.
Oh, ooh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question. Maybe, you know, I know Chris could answer this, but you guys as well. Did any of you guys play the DLC for Resident Evil 8, which was about the daughter, Rose?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I played
that. Okay. So was that any good, or is that was that disappointing?
Well, I say it was good. It raised more questions than it answered, though. Like, if you see the ending of 8, and you're like, wait, okay, so she grows up and, you know, there's the whole thing. And then you play the DLC and you're like, oh, I'm going to get some answers to what I saw in that brief, epilogue at the end of 8. Nope. It you beat that whole thing and it plays the same exact epilogue. I'm like, that didn't answer jack shit. So the DLC itself was satisfying. It's a little short, but it was satisfying to see. There was some closure in it, but to get any of the questions answered that happened at the end, no. They didn't answer jack. So I was like, that's where I was disappointed. Like, come on, man. You didn't expound on any of this shit.
Oh, no. Yeah. And that was pretty much it for the Capcom thing. Very short. But, you know, I know people. The thing I saw people going crazy for the most was Dead Rising, which is, again, Chris, kind of interesting, right? What are people getting most excited about? Old shit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we're playing Japanese games again, and we're all over nostalgia. This is just the things we could count on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because you know modern Western games are kind of not too great. I didn't have it in my show notes, but another game studio is having some layoffs, and they're also associated with a certain company, but we don't need to get into that. But yeah, Capcom, man, they're on a roll lately, you know. As far as like giving us these like games we've wanted, also interesting, they tease. I don't know if you guys saw that from their Japanese account. It was just a picture of like, you know, a raptor foot. I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah, that was the old intro screen to Dino Crisis.
Yeah, so it's like
don't play with my emotions. Like,
yeah.
So Tony, are you saying that we're going to have more content for Exoprimal? Is that what that teaser was really about?
If that's what it is. Oh, we're putting this in Exoprimal.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It could be that, man. Could be that. Remember, they were teasing some dinosaur shit. We're like, oh, shit, Dino Crisis. And then it was Exoprimal, you know? Brian's favorite game, but Brian's not here.
it's only his favorite game when he's not here.
Yes. No, it's funny because remember when we saw it was like, that looks like a Brian game. And he heard me say that when he was off, but he was listening to the show. He's like, yep. All right. Speaking about Japanese games, we got to talk about Elden Ring again, because of course we got to talk about Elden Ring. But this one is kind of interesting / annoying. I think you'll understand once I get to it. What part is interesting, which part's annoying. So apparently Mr. George R. R. Martin took to his blog to kind of tease an Elden Ring TV series. So this is what he says. Oh, and about those rumors you may have heard about a feature film or television series based on Elden Ring, I have nothing to say. Not a word. Nope, not a thing. I know nothing. You never heard a peep from me. Mum. What rumor? That's what he says. So, you know, for those who may not know, I'll break it down. The interesting part is that there may be an Elden Ring show. We'll get to that in a bit. The annoying part, yo, George, where's the fucking book, bro? You're tweeting this shit. You know, it's like, come on, man. Or blogging about it. Get to work.
Yeah, it's not on his Twitter, is it?
No, it's not. He does have a Twitter, but this was on his blog. But it's like, here's the thing. I think because he did post on Twitter, but I think he stopped doing it actively because every single reply was, where's Wins a Winner? Where's Wins a Winner? You know? Now, my question is, how the hell can a Elden Ring, like, anything, like, how could it be adapted, like...
Well...
You know, like, because the thing is, like, you would need dialogue, and the games don't really have that.
Well, that's... You know? Well, that's the thing, that what they'll do is they'll essentially just take all... They'll compile all the different... you know, plot, you know, those plot points.
No, but I'm saying who's going to be the main character? Who's going to be speaking? Who are going to be the main cast? You know what I mean?
What if it's the shattering and all that shit with the different families?
Yeah, I guess they could do that. They're going to have to make up a bunch of shit, I guess. I don't know.
No, I mean, all the information is there. It just would be served to you a lot more cohesively than it does in an actual game.
Yeah, but they're going to still have to make up a bunch of characters because they need people to speak. It's not just finding, like, random descriptions or whatever.
You're thinking about this like you're thinking about it like you're playing the game.
I'm thinking about it as it's going to be different because as a TV show, you need a cast of characters.
Yes.
You don't really have that in the game. Understand?
Yes, you do have a cast of characters.
Really? Who are they? Like, I don't, they're not people like, for example, but in Uncharted game, you have a cast of characters. You could see how that would work as a movie.
Okay, so you have a bunch of characters that are in that game that you learn about, right? And that you also speak to. With a Frenzy Flame, all those families, all those people, you can literally develop those characters and actually tell their stories from them as opposed to having heard it from someone else. You get it?
Not really, because I'm trying to think of all those side characters you meet. Like, you're gonna have to flesh them out and stuff.
No, you don't need to worry too much about those characters. You just worry about the main things, what causes the shattering. You have all this information there, and all these characters. You just now, instead of again hearing it about these things or reading about these things from other NPCs.
So it wouldn't take place during the game. It would have to take place in the past then.
It would take place in the past.
Okay, yeah, that could work. Because I'm trying to think of the game as a TV series and it doesn't work.
The game is like after all the crazy shit happened and you as the character are dealing with
some silent dude as your main protagonist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Imagine like if you could see General Radahn facing off with Melania and how the Scarlet Rot passed over Caelid.
Yeah.
Right? We just see the aftermath, right? And you fight him in it. Everything's all fucked up already. But, like, if they do an anthology could work, too. If you could do, like, that's his story.
Yeah.
And then, like, okay, what's the deal with Radagon and Queen Marika? The whole thing where they're the same person, which is weird. You know, the Rhea Lucario people, America's children.
There's your cast right there, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You have all these people that you sort of meet or you hear about. Instead of it being you hearing about it, second hand or third hand, whatever you want to call it, you actually get to see these events happen.
Yeah. I mean, if they could make it work, more power to them. But
I would also say, Elden Ring would be a crazy expensive show.
Oh yeah,
or movie.
It would be.
There's a lot of shit in those games.
So I kind of don't think this is going to happen. But obviously they're going to be thinking about it because the game's so goddamn successful. But yeah, but again, this is a modern TV show, so I don't really have a lot of hope. But yeah, there you go. What else do we have here? Okay, this one, still not ultra confirmed, but if it's true, I'm annoyed. Apparently, the next Crazy Taxi will be an open world, massively multiplayer game.
Yeah, I heard that rumor as well.
Yeah, like apparently somebody leaked something. Let me read this. This is from Eurogamer. Let me see what's going on here. Because when I read the headline, I was annoyed. I didn't want to read anymore. the big budget upcoming return of Crazy Taxi will be an open world massively multiplayer game, Sega has said. Excuse me. A new developer interview video published today includes quotes from Sega's team behind the upcoming reboot, as well as brief flashes of in-game footage. These are clips of multiple yellow taxis racing each other and police cars in pursuit. Okay, so this isn't a rumor. This is actually from Sega recruitment page. Okay. A job advertisement on Sega's recruitment page. Note that the game is being developed in Unreal Engine and that Sega has high expectations for the game's success globally. The publisher previously described the game's scope as AAA, indicating it's placing plenty of resources behind it. According to translations of development teams, quotes, the new video above is in Japanese. Sega is currently testing how Crazy Taxi's traditional gameplay works in multiplayer with unspecified new mechanics. That's gameplay mechanics, not people with wrenches. I like that. The game's map is once again inspired by the sunny U.S. West Coast with a play space designed to feel like a theme park. Sega's new Crazy Taxi project was one of five fresh titles in classic franchises announced last December. I remember talking about that. Alongside new entries in the Jet Set Radio, Shinobi, Golden Axe, and Streets of Rage set to arrive over the next few years. I'm sure Skies of Arcadia is next, right, Sega? The publisher has said it is aiming to find the next breakout series from its vast back catalog after successfully turning its mascot Sonic into a powerhouse brand. Okay, yes, I do remember talking about that. They had these five games in development. But yeah, I'm not happy about this. I love Crazy Taxi, but multiplayer game, massively multiplayer online. I don't know about that, bro.
I mean, I could see, and it already was sort of an open world game already, kind of.
But it wasn't online. That is the online part that
gets me. It wasn't online.
Yeah. The open world part doesn't bother me. It's the online part that bothers me. Because, can I still play it offline, like traditional Crazy Taxi, you know?
But, this definitely moves it away from its arcadey feel, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to feel like an arcade game anymore, you know? And apparently, this story... So Sega did say they wanted Crazy Taxi to be AAA back in February of this year. I don't know how we missed that one. Chris, get in here because you're old like us. What do you make of this, Mr. Seeley? Oh, he might be he might be dealing with his situational disability. Oh man, is anybody excited about this or possibly disturbed?
I'd like to see what they have.
Yeah.
Not this is a situation where I'm not, totally throwing it all out. I'll see what they got.
Yeah, I'm not throwing it out either, but I'm just saying that it raises the alarms. It makes me think of Nosgoth, for example. that was in good times. All right, man. And the last story here, again, kind of a short week. Nintendo's plans to beat the Switch 2 scalpers, which is interesting. So basically, with the Switch, especially during the pandemic times, there was problems because scalpers were just, selling those things. So basically Nintendo says that its strategy is just going to be to make enough to meet demand. We'll see about that, because they've always thrived off of, artificial scarcity, but maybe it bit them in the ass too much with those goddamn scalpers. So maybe they want to try something different, so we'll see. I mean, if they can get enough consoles for people, to meet demand, that'd be great. But I suspect the demand for this is going to be fucking crazy, the way the current Switch did, whatever the successor is, I think, it's gonna sell a lot. They're gonna need a Wii U situation to fuck this up, But yeah, here's what their president said: as a countermeasure against resale, we believe that the most important thing is to produce a sufficient number to meet customer demand, and this idea has not changed since last year. In addition to this, we are considering whether there are any other measures that can be taken to the extent allowed by laws and regulations, taking into account the circumstances of each region. Although we were unable to produce sufficient quantities of Nintendo Switch hardware last year and the year before due to a shortage of semiconductor components, this situation has now been resolved. At this time, we do not believe that the shortage of components will have a significant impact on the production of the successor model. I mean, I see where he's coming from, but again, I'm interested to see what they do because, again, Nintendo has kind of thrived off artificial scarcity, So we'll see.
I find silly about all this situation. Both Sony and Nintendo have not. Everybody seems to think that there's going to be a new successor for both of the consoles, and there seems to be the assumption that it is going to happen. But it's like they still both have not officially announced anything about these things.
Yeah, but it's coming. They're not gonna suddenly go, "We're not making consoles anymore. We're done." So it is a safe bet to say they will have successors. It's just we don't know when. Yeah, so I think it's a safe bet. Obviously, we still have the rumors of the PS5 Pro. We don't know if that's real or not. But a PS6 will absolutely happen. I will bet money on that, you know? Just like another Nintendo system of some sort will happen. Yeah, and Nintendo, actually, yeah, thank you for that, Blitz. Manny, Nintendo did actually say the successor is coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like Blitz, man. With Nintendo, he doesn't let it slip, you know? So, Manny, they did. It's just PlayStation. But no one's talking about PS6. They're just talking about PS5 Pro, you know?
But they, it's interesting. They say there is a successor, but they still haven't shown anything yet.
Well, yeah, Nintendo won't show anything until probably... Again, if they do what they did with the Switch, and Blitz, you can correct me on this, we're going to get an announcement in, you know, late this year, and then the actual system will come out in March of next year, you know? So we'll see about that. Hey, Chris, you around? Because I want to, you know, when it comes to Nintendo, you don't always got to get Chris's thoughts. But yeah, he may be dealing with his situational disability right now, you know? I know you guys know what I'm talking about. I kind of want to talk about that, but it's also...
It's not news.
It's not news, but it's gaming related, and it was the other big story of the week. But this is more of a thing for Chris to speak on. You know, I'm like, obviously, it's not me. Although I did upset a lot of parents out there. It's like, you know, I'm not telling you how to live. Why do you have to tell me how to live, guys?
Yeah.
Very interesting, right? I'm not telling them what to do, but they love telling me what to do. You know,
well, that's the way it works, because they don't like what you're saying, so they're going to say that you need to do something the way they do it.
Yeah,
a lot of people like to stick their noses into other people's business.
Yeah, Blitz says I'm a parent, and yeah, my gaming life changed when I had a kid. Of course, it did.
Yes, how could it not change? The only person that it didn't seem to affect was Adam, but even the checks came for him.
Yep, it came to him eventually. You know,
so you know,
there's a reason he's not on Throwdown anymore. You know,
yeah, he's doing what a father should do. He's spending time with the kids. He's doing his thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's only so long that can exist the way it is. Even Chris has had to make adjustments.
Yep,
you know, having a daughter.
Yeah, you know what? So, we will talk about, because I want to fill up at least an hour of the show. But Alana Pierce, who used to work for IGN, now she's like an artist, I think, for God of War Ragnarok. She was. Mm-hmm. She did a video about, like, let's just be honest. It was an 11-minute video where she just rambled on, and the video was really, she wants a pause button in Elden Ring. That was the real heart of it, right? But what thing that came out of it, which is interesting, apparently within the industry itself, they do have, you know, developers have this thing, like, they kind of talk about different disabilities, and one of them is actually having a kid. There's a situational disability. I found that strange. So I'm like, you mean handicap? Like, basically...
It's the wrong word.
Like, basically, a disability can be a handicap, but a handicap doesn't have to be a disability. They're not the same word. But yeah, people got, but so that's the thing they stuck on. But I knew what she was saying, but, you know, and then of course, you know, like people of her ilk tend to do, she played victim afterwards and started getting upset because people didn't like what she was saying. Oh, of course. But like I said, your boy got a little bit of heat because I agree with her stance. Although I'm not upset about it, I'm like, if you don't like what I have to say, fuck you, you know? But again, what annoyed me, and this is not for this specific thing, it's just in general, I don't like, and this is a little personal, I don't like the fact that I legit don't care what people do with their lives, but people care what I do with my life. It's kind of unfair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I never went in there and said, you shouldn't have kids. I'm like, have as many as you want. That makes me happy. Do you? And I say that for anything, you know, or like, you don't like it. I will go on Twitter and be like, this show sucks, but I never say don't watch it. You want to watch it, you go right ahead. You know, I'm just giving my opinion here. But people get upset if I don't watch a show. Why aren't you watching it? Why aren't you playing this game, for example?
Why aren't you watching The Acolyte?
Yeah, trash. But I'm not telling people not to watch you. You do what you want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
It seems that a lot of people tend to get butthurt when it comes to, like, somebody saying something negative about something they might enjoy or something they do in their world. It's like they are specifically getting targeted, even though it's a generalization. You're talking about yourself, but it's weird how people just have to be like, oh no, why you need to do this? You need to do that. Like, well, you don't need to do anything.
Yeah. What about, again, because, you know, I want to fill up time or whatever. One of my favorite responses I get from, you know, because, you know, sometimes I'll tweet, like, I don't want to have kids. The response is like, yo, kids are awesome. You should have at least one. I'm like, so you want me to just get a random girl pregnant, spend the next 18 years paying for child support? That seems irresponsible, doesn't it? Have no, a kid, okay. You know? It's and you know, it's like, what? What the fuck? It's strange, you know?
The thing about it is, it's like, you know, like, you have so many people that literally just have a kid, and what trouble have they gotten into? Yeah. Not taking responsibility for their own children, getting abortions, all this wonderful things because somebody was stupid and couldn't keep it. Oh yeah, just have a kid. Yeah. Come on, guys.
But yeah, no. You should have at least one. I'm like, just find some chick. Hey, I'm gonna have a kid with you, and I'm gonna pay child support after that. Like,
children should be like drugs. You should do it responsibly.
Yeah, having kids is for everyone. I love being
like
a dad.
Drinking. Excuse yeah. me, not drugs. Like drinking, you should do it responsibly.
Yeah, there you go, Philly Fred. Have a kid in Fable. Yeah, do it responsibly. Yeah, you're supposed to be responsible. I agree with the some of the rebuttals she got. They were like, yo, if your kid's acting up, just fucking die in Elden Ring, man. Go take your kid. Yeah, absolutely. The fucking video mm-hmm. game should not supersede your kid. If your kid's acting up or needs some help, if Radon kills you, try again. You know?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what your fucking kid is up to. You got to be careful. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, so, you know, here's the thing. Like, you know, just like, you know, what did Adam do when he had the kids, right? He'd play at certain times that he knew that they were asleep or do these things when they were in certain places. But at no point did he ever cut into his kids' time for his gaming, you know?
Yeah.
And when those things start to cross over, he knew went to step back and say, hey, yeah, you know, maybe I need to really cut this stuff down and really give them my attention, because that's the worst thing you could do as a parent. Just ignoring your child is because for the things that you want to do, you've already, at this point in time, the moment that you have a child, that's the moment where you need to start giving them the attention. And, so you don't get any of those problems that happen with people not knowing their own children.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you see that shit all the time. Like, at least I do, you know, when I go to the city, you know, if you have the kids screaming, the parents just looking at their phone, not even paying attention to their kid. It's like,
exactly.
Do you realize how, like I was watching, there was a study about this. Like, basically, when, like, a very young kid looks at their, like, at anybody and they don't get attention, it's kind of horrifying for them, you know? Mm-hmm. So just imagine their parent, not even looking, just looking at their fucking phone. You know,
they're losing their mind.
Yeah, the kid's going crazy. Like, your kid's right there. Do something. You know, mm-hmm. like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? So yeah, I absolutely agree with that, because that was a lot of the remarks. Like, yo, if you're in the middle of a boss and you can't pause because your kid needs you, go take care of your fucking kid. Fuck the boss. I 100% agree with that. You know, go take care of your kid, because you dying in a game, you could just start over. If your kid is knocking shit over in the kitchen and stabs himself or sticks something in an outlet, that's your ass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people shouldn't have kids. Yeah, I know. Blitz, and that's the other thing I remember. How many times have we been playing online? Not with our crew, but like when you play with randoms, you hear some fucking kid just screaming in the background. And the guy who you're playing with, he does it, no attention. Like, dude, you have a kid there. Go take care of your kid. You know,
he's all like, you know, telling them to be quiet or not even really, not really being forceful. It's like, no, you know what? At this point in time, get your priorities straight. Go over to the kid, put them to bed, do the thing.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm sure that's what's going on with Chris right now. He's
probably
taking care of the you know, before the other day, you know, the kid, you know, his daughter had woken up and, you know, they were playing a game and he stopped. You know, he said, I got to go. I got to do this. You know, I got to put the baby to bed again.
That's it.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, probably right now. It's like, what's more important, his daughter or the podcast? His daughter, obviously, you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's wild to me, man. And then some people, you know, you've heard those stories where, you know, people get mad, beat their kids. Oh, I'm playing Call of Duty. You're bothering me. The fuck is wrong with you, man?
Yeah, well, that's they're looking for the attention. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah, because you're not giving them attention. You're playing a fucking video game the whole day. You know
exactly. You gotta choose your battles, and that's the whole thing about a lot of this.
If you wanted to play video games all day, maybe you shouldn't have had a kid. You know, let's just be honest here. You know,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and then I the mean, other thing, again, you know, kind of related that annoys me, is real quick, that annoys me, when you go to a movie theater and there's some crying ass baby, why are you bringing your little kid to the movie theater?
Yeah, like, yeah, like I always feel like when it comes to those sorts of situations, a person, like some parents are not really good judges of their own children.
They're not.
The reason why, like my mom used to always take me to the movies, right? And I was always quiet.
Yeah.
Because she knew I could handle going to a movie, you know, being quiet to watch the movie, then yeah, take the kid. But you know what? Maybe if you got rowdy kids, maybe you don't need to be bringing them to the movies.
Yeah, how about that? Like, but I wanted to go out tonight.
Yeah, well, go take your baby to grandma's house and go have a night out.
Yeah.
Get somebody to watch the kid. If you can't, that means you can't go to the movies.
I want to go to movies.
What's that about movies?
Chris, you're back. There we go. No, you know, because the show is almost over, but I was like, oh, let's just talk about this Alana Pierce thing. But you're the parent here, so you could talk to us about it. And in general, I was just going off about how, like, you know how, like, even though I agree with what she said, even though she said it badly, I agree with the people that it's like, yo, if you're in the middle of a boss fight and your kid's screaming, let the boss kill you. Go take care of your fucking kid. That's your actual responsibility, you know? So I 100% agree with that. And like you were probably taking care of Olivia. What's more important, your daughter or the podcast? Your fucking daughter, obviously, you know? But there's people, this is what I was ranting about. You've been in lobbies with randoms, Chris, where you have somebody's kid just screaming in the background. It's like, dude, take care of your kid. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know?
Yeah, also that would happen at like 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm like, yo, your kid's awake. You got to go deal with that.
Yeah. It's like, be responsible here. Or you've heard, you know, in worst cases, the stories where like a parent will beat their kid because, you know, oh, I was trying to play Call of Duty. Maybe you shouldn't be playing Call of Duty while your kid is up. You know, yeah. How about, you know, don't traumatize the kid by not giving him attention. Anyway, let's go back because I could go off on a fucking rant. Alana Pierce, you've heard all that. Chris, I'm guessing you were taking care of your situational disability. Is that what was going on?
My Pee-wee needed his medicines for the night.
That is a situational disability too, technically, you know?
I had to stop what I was doing. You know, he needs his insulin, whatever. But there's been times Olivia has gotten up. The other night, actually, I was playing with Carlos, and I was playing Elden Ring, and she just barreled down the stairs out of her room, and you know, at midnight, I'm like, holy shit. Okay, what do I do? I just say, okay, we got to go back to bed. I put my character somewhere, hope I don't die.
That's it.
Put her back to bed.
You know? For some reason, I just imagine her coming down the steps like, remember that dude who was like doing an interview and his kid just busts into the room and she's like, Yo, man, that video is awesome. But yeah, actually, okay, so what do you, I mean, obviously give your thoughts on this, but what do you think of the fact that this is a thing with it for game developers, that they have a chart talking about different types of disabilities and one of them is a kid? Like, this isn't something she made up, like she showed the chart. Like, that's kind of interesting. You know?
Yeah. I mean, these are things that I guess in Western development, they want people to consider, right? Accessibility, right? And so they categorized the things. What she was getting crap for is she just used the word disability when she talked about her kid interrupting her game session. And she wasn't saying, oh, it's like having a kid is a disability. She's saying there's different categories, right? There's permanent, temporary, and situational. That's on the chart, right? So they categorize it. Situational is just something that comes up intermittently. It's not, you know, and temporary is like, oh, I broke my wrist, so I can't play properly or whatever. And then permanent is like, oh, I have no arms, you know? So there's all those categories. But she wasn't saying her kid was a disability. And that's what Twitter was losing its mind over. There's people coming at her sideways, like, oh, you think I'm showing you a bad parent? And it's like, no, she can game, especially this is her livelihood. But here's the thing. It's just like you have to balance everything else. Like people, you know, even parents need outlets, right? Her, you know, just like me, my kid was asleep and she wasn't asleep. I'm in the middle of playing a game. If I was playing anything, I was playing Call of Duty. If I was playing Street Fighter VI, I would have to throw the fight, right? Like, okay, she's up. I got to go deal with her. That fight is over, right? I'm lost. I'm dropping the controller. And I can't pause it, you know? That, and that was what she was talking about. There's certain games you can't do. Like, obviously, Street Fighter, you can't put in a pause feature and expect the other guy to wait or whatever. Online multiplayer, you just have to roll with it. You just have to quit, right? Drop out, whatever. But she was saying, like, for accessibility, it should be more pause. There's other reasons to have a pause. And I agree with that. I can see what exactly where she was coming from. I thought what she said was funny, you know, and be a parent, I found it hilarious. So I saw the reaction she was getting. I'm like, yo, you people need to chill out. You can't be like, as soon as you become a parent, every type of entertainment or hobby or anything needs to end and you watch your kid every second of the day. That's how it works.
Yeah. But I do think that, the word she was actually looking for was handicap. But the fact that it's actually called disability within the those actual documents, that's weird. I'm like, but then again, you know, I was going to say something, I was going to be mean. I'm not going to do it. But yeah, they should know better. They should know better, you know? It's interesting. But yeah, that was the thing. And like I was telling you, go ahead, bro.
You mentioned this in when we talked, Even if the correct verbiage was used, it still would have gotten a huge backlash.
Oh yeah,
because people. It's just a lot of, you know. There's a lot of tweets by a lot of parents saying, "I'm actually a good parent. I can actually do exactly what you can do, or I can play whenever I want and stuff like that." I was like, "Come on, bro!" Like it just seems like a whole bunch of insecure parents. We understand. Like everyone understands that being a parent is another job.
Yeah,
you know. It's not, you don't have kids just for the fun of it. It's a life commitment that you have to do. So, you know, we understand why, you know, sometimes if Chris has got to let me die with a boss battle, I understand.
Yeah, man.
I'm not going to be mad.
Well, and that's the other thing. You know, if you're playing with reasonable people, they'll understand too, you know? Like, oh, shit, Chris, stop moving. All right, we're dying, Carlos. Well,
I would say something. I'd be like, keep rolling.
Yeah.
Don't stop rolling.
Like, get away from me. Get away from me.
Let him get the aggro.
You know, Chris, man, make the sacrifice. Oh, man. No, I do want to jump on that part. Yeah, I'm going to try to be charitable as possible. But yeah, I did get the sense from some people that there was a lot of insecurity there. Potentially some maybe you didn't like the choice you made. I'm not sure, but yeah, I definitely sense that insecurity. But and I think that's why people in general like to tell others what to do, you know, because like they may feel insecure about something they did, you know. But yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting. Chris, one thing I was saying when you weren't here, it's like I find it interesting that, and not just for this, but for a lot of things, you know, in my dealings with social media, I generally do not care what people do, nor do I tell them how to live. But they sure as fuck love telling me what to do and how to live. You know, I'm like, that's kind of one-sided, isn't it? Like, for example, if I go on Twitter, I go, Star Wars Acolyte sucks. I am not saying don't watch it. If you want to watch it, you go right ahead. I'm not
stopping. That's your opinion. That's how you feel.
Exactly. Yeah. But people go, no, you need to watch this. You know, or like, oh, watch X-Men 97. No, I don't want to watch it, you know. or here's another example, perfect example of this, with the kind of double-sidedness of it. It was just almost 10 fucking years ago, but I still remember this exchange on Twitter where I said I had not played the Witcher 3 and I kind of didn't plan to. And then a guy came in like, oh, you need to play. I don't have any interest. This is 2015 where I was already burnt the fuck out on open world games. I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to play it. And he's like, okay, we'll do this. This is my favorite game of all time. What I'll do is I'll play your favorite game of all time and then I'll play it and then you play Witcher. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you play my favorite game. Like, why would I care? I don't give a shit. you know? But it's interesting how he wanted me to play this game so badly he was willing to play my favorite. But my thing is, like, I don't care, you know? I don't give a shit. And you know, not to bring up family stuff, you know, in this case, Brett, he gets upset with me when I don't like certain genres he likes, you know? But I'm like, and I told him, so, Brett, I don't care what you play. I don't care what you play, and nor do I want you to play what I play. I don't care. But he is very interested in what it me liking what he likes. I don't understand that, you know?
Well, I mean,
it's kind of behavior in people, you know?
His thing is like, you know, it is really nice to have something that somebody else enjoys, you know, especially a friend, right? But the thing about it is the realization is that each person is a different person.
Yeah.
And not Tony, you know, Tony's not going to like everything. And me knowing you for so as long as I have, I know there's going to be games that I feel like those are Tony games. And there are going to be some games, those are not Tony games. I'm not gonna get all butthurt, you know, say, oh yeah, maybe you might like this, but I'm not going to get all butthurt if you're saying, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. But my point is yeah. Like, again, for me, I legit don't care if people like what I like. I don't care, you know. But people seem to care, you know. Like if I like their stuff, very strange.
I think for Brett, obviously, since it's him being a friend, I think definitely it's like one of those. Damn, this feels like an old conversation we used to have, fucking when we were kids, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, you know, it's just funny how with my personal life and then social life, it's the same thing. People get very upset when I don't like their stuff or don't care, you know. But I'm like, but again, I don't give a shit what you do. Like, if I like last year, I watched like three fucking Gundam series. I didn't tell anybody, you need to watch Gundam. I don't care. I enjoyed it. That's all I give a shit about, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, again, a lot of people are just like,
but I know there's people who's like, if they see something, it's like, oh my god, like other people need to experience this. Like, okay. I understand that on an intellectual level. I just personally don't have that desire. I don't care. And that kind of leads back to this conversation. It's like, dude, you do what you want with your life, man. I'm not telling you don't have – I've never said don't have kids. You have as many kids as possible. As a matter of fact, maybe I should tell people to have kids because the population's getting all fucked up, you know. But you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not telling you how – you know. Have, you know, don't have kids. I've never, ever, ever said that. But they get mad as fuck when I go, I'm not having any kids. You should have at least one. Chris, you missed that. Okay, that's one of my favorite responses when people go, have at least one. So I'm like, so you want me to impregnate some woman and then pay child support? That seems very irresponsible, you know?
Yeah, just one,
yeah. Yeah, just you got to have at least one, you know? And then somebody finally got smart this time. They were like, no, you're supposed to build a life with a woman, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, none of these other guys said that. And then I kind of was like, no, don't want that either for the same reason. I don't want a relationship for the same reason. I don't want kids. I like my peace of mind and I like my fucking freedom. No thanks. You know? So I'm like, I'm good. I'm not trying to get entrapped. You know, like you get married and then fucking 10 years down the line, woman gets fucking upset with you. You get divorced. You lose half your shit. I think I'll avoid that. You know, I think I'm good. But again, that's how I want to live. And that's cool. Live how you want. But people get very upset, you know, the other way around. Oh, you mean you don't like, you don't want to play The Witcher? Or you mean you don't like this like movie? No, and why do you give a fuck? But like Carlos said, that insecurity's there, you know? What was I trashing on? again, because I'm just filling up time here. I made some people, and these were friends, so it was okay, made some people very upset when I said M9 Shyamalan is a hack, which I think he is.
He's
a fucking hack. And he said, oh my God, the excuses. By the way, Chris, I'll tell you off air, but we've had two of these guys on the show. and they were like, oh no, but the movies are not about having, you know, they're not about logic, they're about magic. I'm like, hey, get the fuck out of here.
Logic and magic.
You're going to tell me I'm supposed to just go with, like, oh, but it's a thematic thing that the aliens are weak to water. It's like holy water. It's like a spiritual reawakening. No, the fucking aliens came to a planet that's 75% water. And what? If that's your weakness, why are you doing that? That makes no fucking sense.
And you decide. Yeah. And decide to specifically walk around naked.
Naked. In a planet with all this moisture everywhere. You know? Wasn't that alien caught on video in like fucking South America with a rainforest? You know? No, I can't look past that. Or what about the Sixth Sense? You mean to tell me this dude didn't know he was dead the whole time? He didn't go, hey, I haven't taken a shit in 6 days. I haven't showered. I haven't eaten. Like, what, I'm supposed to just not believe this? Or fucking Bruce Willis, right? You've been a superhero or have superpowers your entire life, and you never noticed. You never noticed that you got weak to water, you know, when you took a shower or went in a pool. It fucking, or the village, you just... Let me stop. M. Night is a hack, you know? But I'm not telling you not to watch his movies. That's the difference. You want to watch those movies, you go right ahead. You do you, you know? But me saying that, you know?
Oh, man. All right.
It's crazy.
It's almost over.
Yeah. He's talking to Bargy. Yo, Manny, how you doing over there, man? You good?
Oh, it's getting late, so that's what it is.
Yo, this motherfucker's still talking?
Yeah, right?
Shut the fuck up. All right, let's start wrapping up then, man. Manny, can you even plug your stuff right now, or is that too long?
I mean, we're at the end of the show anyway. So, yeah, remember July the 10th, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 40th anniversary is coming out from IDW with a story by me, Kari Randolph, and Lloyd Gilfine, people who worked on the original 2003, as well as a bunch of other people who worked on Ninja Turtle stuff. So, yeah, that's coming up July the 10th. So, if you like Turtles, go pick it up.
Nice. And Rich, anything new happen on the Coalition?
Oh, yeah, a few things. So first, on the gaming side, we are cooking up a bunch of content. So stay tuned for that. If you are a fan of Power, you know, that Power show on Stars, not the other Power show. We just recorded our mid-season finale of the episode that is, you know, it'll be out on Friday. I'm going to tell you right now, Gary and I did not like the episode, and we went in on that episode. So if you want to hear us talk about why we didn't like the episode, stay tuned for that video. It will go live Friday. Midnight. So stay tuned for that. And one last point on the entertainment side, for those that are curious, we may be having some discussions in the future on The Boys, because we have been watching the season. And also the new Beverly Hills Cop movie that just came out yesterday. So stay tuned to the Coalition Entertainment if you are curious. And of course, there's other movies coming out later this year. We are going to talk about some of this stuff on the channel. So definitely check it out, subscribe, and stay tuned, because we have quite a bit of things coming in down the pike.
Busy times, man. Busy times. Love to hear it, you know?
Yes.
All right, man. So we are done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. You're in a Discord where the conversations and the rumors are always popping. We are also right here on YouTube. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and like the video, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when we go live every Thursday and Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And if we do change the time like we did tonight, we will obviously let you know. We're also on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show. That's towards Throwdown Show. And ThrowdownShow.com to listen to past episodes. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight's joined by Emilio Lopez. See you later. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
See you next time.
There he is.
Peace out.
The deuces. Later, people. And later, people. And Richard Bailey Jr.
I can't wait for that Not Like Us video to drop. Stay tuned.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. We'll see you on Sunday. We will be back at our regularly scheduled schedule. Later.
Later.